Hey, good morning, podcast listeners. This is Ken Hodge from Hodge & Hodge Blog Talk Radio with a quick, informative postal rap session for your Thursday morning. We're going to keep it short and sweet. And what we're going to do is go to the back of our contract, and I'm going to discuss one of our memorandums of understanding. And the memorandum of understanding we're going to talk about today is improper bypass of overtime. Again, if you want to follow along, it would actually be page 149 in your contract, national agreement. When for any reason, an employee on the overtime desire list who has the necessary skills and who is available is improperly passed over and another employee on the list is selected for overtime work out of rotation, the following shall apply. And I have to stop right there before I get into the paragraph A and B. The overtime desire list is an extremely simple document to regulate. The post office simply says, if you are on this list, your name goes on it in seniority order, and you go straight in rotation every single day. So you have to really want to mess up rotation on overtime desire list. But because management is deficient in administrative skills in creating this overtime desire list and regulating it and monitoring it, again, same employees might come in 4 or 5 days in a row while other employees who have the necessary skills and ability are passed over. So, again, now I'll read paragraph A and B from the Memorandum of Understanding on improper bypass of overtime. An employee who was passed over shall, within 90 days of the date the error is discovered, be given a similar make-up opportunity for which he or she has been or has the necessary skills. Now, when we talk about make-up opportunities, let me tell you something. If the postal manager is bringing you and everybody else in off the list, that is not a makeup opportunity. That's just a normal rotation. Makeup opportunities are usually defined as, in other words, I'm finding overtime for you because I messed up on the rotation. And the post office takes a position, I'd rather find work for you than pay you for nothing. But if everybody else on the list is staying in rotation and they're coming in, do not allow them to tell you that because they say it's a makeup, it's an actual makeup. Okay? So again, if you got passed over, when you do your makeup, you should probably be the only person coming in that day. Should no similar makeup opportunity present itself within 90 days, subsequent to the discovery of the missed opportunity, the employee who was passed over shall be compensated at the overtime rate for a period equal to the opportunities missed. Again, in 90 days, the union sits down at step one. They make an agreement at step one. We're going to settle this and call it a makeup opportunity. Post office has 90 days in order to present that opportunity to you. If not, then that turns into a straight cash payment. When for any reason, an employee on the overtime desire list who has the necessary skills and who is available is improperly passed over and another employee not on the list is selected for overtime work, the employee who was passed over shall be paid for the equal number of hours at the overtime rate for the opportunities missed. Now, this is where I have a big problem with the replacement union in Columbus. They don't seem to understand that when you work those MHAs over 8 hours in any day, you are now violating the overtime desire list opportunity to work. And for whatever reason, they are reluctant to go in after that overtime violation dollars for the members. But have no fear. That is something that's on the agenda. And I've done it for the first 8 months, and I will continue to do it the rest of my elected term in office. When a question arises as to the proper administration of the overtime desired list at the local level, a mail handler steward may have access to appropriate overtime records. I'm just going to touch on this real quick and then I'm going to move off of it. I hope everybody realized that most of your overtime desire lists are regulated and maintained by the clerks in the office. We're not going to start talking Article 5 right now. We'll come back to that. But again, short postal wrap session this morning on the memorandum of understanding for the bypassing of overtime. Now, I must say it has come to my attention that there have been one or two resolves in the last month or two by the replacement unions on a couple of overtime makeup opportunities not given, and they did collect money for some employees there. So again, hey, kudos to the replacements. But again, we there's so much more work we need to get done. Let's have a great day. This is Kenny Hodge, branch president of Columbus, Ohio, saying have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.